This last week was a celebration of Veterans Day, and in the recent years, I think we have become sensitized because of conflicts that have been going on and terrible damage to many young men and women who have come back home battered in mind and body, looking for a way to fit in, to find a way of, you know, getting back in and home and finding careers, etc. And I was delighted to see that an organization called New Horizons Learning Solutions is picking up on that theme of helping our veterans. And matter of fact, that they are getting together with Automation Alley, Gary, something that's been going on in this area for quite a while.
Many years, yep.
Yeah.
And really helping the entrepreneurial community more than anything else.
Exactly. And they're getting together with them to help provide some opportunities for veterans to get into IT and get careers there. And with us to talk about that is Scott McLean. He is the Chief School Administrator for New Horizons Learning Solutions. Scott, thanks so much for joining us here on The Internet Advisor.
Hi, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Look forward to talking to you.
Hey, let's talk about this program. It's called the Veteran Cohort Program, and it's going to be beginning. Metric is going to kick off this week, I understand, in Detroit.
That is correct. It's hopefully the first of many different initiatives that we'll be working on for veterans. It's actually in partnership with the Automation Alley, which
right.
you were just talking about, and mm-hmm. They were fortunate enough to create this Technical Talent Development Program. It's also called TTDP, through a $5 million grant that was funded by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training. And as part of that, for the last several years, we've been working not just with veterans, but a lot of other organizations, so it's a kind of a public-private partnership, to kind of upskill and deliver some training opportunities for both individuals and for Southeast Michigan businesses. And this specific cohort was actually an idea they came to us with of let's do as much as we can to help get some veterans back into the workforce.
Mm.
So this specific program, which is kicking off next week, was really designed for anywhere from 17 to 20 different veterans. I think we currently have 14 signed up, so there's still actually a few more spaces.
Okay.
It's going to be in downtown Detroit, and it's specifically designed for unemployed veterans, and it's specifically designed to help many of them get proficient enough with some IT certifications to enter back into the employment market.
Wow, that is exciting.
Now, Scott, this is for unemployed veterans, but what about veterans that are employed in they came home, they grabbed some job, but they really want to get into IT. Do you have something for them as well?
Well, incidentally, this particular program was specifically, this specific cohort was designed specifically for unemployed veterans.
Okay.
But through, you know, the GI Bill and mm-hmm. through several other funding mechanisms, we've been working with returning veterans, not just, you know, the recent ones, but we've been working with veterans for years. And we have a number of different programs. As a matter of fact, we have 14 different programs within the state of Michigan that are all aligned towards different employment outcomes. So based on where someone's starting, in this particular case, they're starting almost from scratch. But in many cases, we're working with veterans who either have a military background with mm-hmm. IT. So when they're coming back, they're looking for a higher level job or a more advanced level training program. So we have a number of different opportunities for veterans and anyone else looking to upskill their career opportunities
right.
in IT.
So Scott McLean, by the way, is our guest here. He is the Chief School Administrator for New Horizons Learning Solutions. You folks have... You have locations all over the Midwest. I mean, all over the state of Michigan.
Because I think I'm not hearing your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you folks with New Horizons Learning Solutions have locations all over the state of Michigan. It's not just the Detroit area. I know you're based in the Grand Rapids area, and we have many of our affiliates are out on that western side of the state. So where are some of the other centers where people can go to get training with New Horizons? Scott, are you hearing me?
You know, I think he wasn't hearing us because his phone is about ready to drop. Oh, there goes the click.
All right, let's see. That may be him coming back in on another line there. So let's see if we can catch him there.
And something like this is really needed, obviously.
These
are people that sign up to protect our country. They,
yep.
When they come back, we need to take care of them. And And hats off to New Horizon and many of the other organizations that do such a fine job of protecting, you know, opportunities for vets. Mm-hmm. They protected us. Now we're helping them. So,
and that's a great way to put it, too, because so often veterans have been left out of the mix. And, Scott, I believe we have you back now through the marvel of modern technology.
Well, you know, with as much technical training as we deliver, I still haven't figured out how to prevent myself from dropping copy my call. So
that's quite all right.
One of those things, I guess.
One of the
Sorry
things.
About that.
No, that's okay, Scott. One of the things I was wanted to touch on with you is that New Horizons has learning centers all over the state of Michigan. As a matter of fact, and throughout the Midwest, and we extend well beyond Michigan as well. Talk about some of the other places that people can go to find training with New Horizons.
Well, you mentioned all throughout Michigan, and actually, Michigan, we actually have five different centers, and it's our. From our coverage perspectives, it's kind of our home market. Mm-hmm. But we also have a couple of centers over in the Chicago area and in Cleveland. So that kind of is our Midwest base. And then this last year, we expanded into the Northeast. So we have a couple of different locations in Boston. We're in New York City, for example, a couple locations in Connecticut, New Jersey, and in Philadelphia area.
So, Scott, where over on the western side of Michigan do you have centers? Because a lot of our affiliates are over there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we have a center in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Ironically, that's where I live and where I work most of the time. And then we've got one in Lansing.
Oh, good. Okay. That's two of our markets there. So I'm glad to connect with that. Let's talk about just kind of coming back again around to this cohort that's going to be opening up, the veteran cohort, beginning on November 16th in Detroit. You said you have a few spaces left in there. How can people apply to that, veterans apply to that?
Well, they would get in contact with us, and then what we do, and I'll give you that information in a minute, and then what we do is we work directly with the alley to kind of make sure when the application is reviewed and approved in conjunction with them.
And we're talking about Automation Alley when you mentioned that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would work with them on the application, correct? And the best place to reach us is 734-853-2060.
Okay.
And then we'll go right to our front desk, and you just ask, say, I'm interested in the cohort program through the Automation Alley.
Excellent.
And you can also email to info@nhls.com.
info@nhls.com. Okay, that's
correct.
The New Horizon Learning Centers, nhls.com. That's excellent. This cooperation that you're doing with Automation Alley, does it look like there's other opportunities to expand this? Because it's a wonderful combination of expertises.
Well, it is, and you know, we've, in addition to this cohort program, we have, as I mentioned earlier, been doing a number of different programs with Automation Alley. Again, to support the IT community in Southeast Michigan. About a year ago, we did, along with the state of Michigan and the Michigan Development Agency, we actually did a veteran cohort specific to Cisco technologies and Cisco certifications.
Oh,
and that one was a real winner. We did it also in conjunction with Cisco Technologies. I think every veteran that came out of that one walked right into an employment opportunity.
Oh, wonderful. These are excellent, excellent opportunities. Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the veterans out there who have, as Gary was saying before, spent the time protecting us and guarding our opportunities and our liberty. Now that we're involved in not only protecting them in the sense of providing an opportunity for them to earn a living, but really helping them to get back into being an effective and important part of the economy here.
Absolutely. We definitely support that. They're fantastic. As a matter of fact, we hire many veterans that put through our training program because we find, because of all the other training they've had, they're fantastic employees, and we would like to continue to help them and support them as they look for new opportunities.
That's wonderful. So, folks, if you have any other questions about this, for instance, this cohort in Detroit and any open spaces in there, again, the call 734-853-2060, which is the front desk, or you can go online and get more information not only about Detroit but about the other locations, and that's with info@nhls.com, info at New Horizon Learning Centers. And Scott, thank you so much for your efforts there. Scott McLean, the Chief School Administrator for New Horizon Learning Centers, good to have been able to talk with you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. And, you know, Gary, as we were saying before, I love the combination not only the New Horizons Learning Centers, which have been a great place for teaching people about technology, but with Automation Alley, that they're
absolutely
focusing on getting people involved in the economy.
And what's really great about Automation Alley is that's really an organization that was organized by L. Brooks Patterson and for Oakland County. And they're holding this in downtown Detroit.
What a
way to spread the wealth from Oakland County.
Yep.
Right? And to really help the whole region. Hats off to Automation Alley.